The cities of Mecca and Medina are the two holiest places for Muslims in the world. But they're run by the Saudi Wahhabi sect, which is notoriously intolerant of Muslims who do not conform to their strict interpretation of Islam. In these two-week-old images, the Wahhabi religious police are seen chasing Shia Muslims who try to visit a graveyard in Medina where Shia imams and the companions of the Prophet Muhammad are buried. The Shias claim their women were beaten and arrests were made. The Saudi religious police claim the Shias were creating disorder. These Shia Muslim protesters have gathered outside the Saudi embassy in London. They're shouting slogans saying there's no justice and no freedom for Shia Muslims in Saudi Arabia.
We are here to protest and to condemn what happened in Medina 2 weeks ago, demanding for independent investigation and to demand for a real political reforms.
The protesters said that Western countries like the UK and the US turn a blind eye to Saudi Arabia's anti-Shia discrimination because the country is a major oil supplier. They also said the Wahhabi sect is holding the whole country to hostage.
The Wahhabis are minority, even if those who are inside think the Wahhabis are majority. They are constituting political majority, but in fact, in numbers, they are minority, and they are controlling the state, all the apparatus of the state, not only in religious field, but in economy, in military, in everything.
Amir Taki is a Shia Muslim who performed the lesser pilgrimage to Mecca, known as the Umrah, in 2007. Despite overwhelming acceptance of the Shia sect among Sunni Muslim scholars, Amir Taki says he found out just how hostile the Saudi religious police can be.
They were trying to incite, and every time we told them, we're here as guests of your mosques, we're here as guests, of this place. And then someone replied, he goes, you are infidels as Shias, and you come from the land of infidels, which is Great Britain. And then, they became very violent. And some guys got hit in the head, some guys got beaten up, punches were thrown, slaps. I took young people with me from the UK to have a spiritual experience. And that was everything but a spiritual experience. It was a brutal beating.
Press TV contacted the Saudi authorities about the plight of Shias in Saudi Arabia, but there was no one available for comment. However, in the past, the Saudis have denied that Shia pilgrims are targeted. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.